Explore the Heights, where you are inspired to be more, do more, and give more. Presented by Felix and George.
Hello and welcome to Explore the Heights with Felix and George. This time we delve deeper into do more, be more, and give more. In this, the second of three episodes, we will look at how to do more. Now, with plenty to get through, I'm going to hand straight over to George to get us started.
Thank you very much, Felix, and welcome listeners to another exciting podcast. And it is how to do more. I personally want to do more with the life I'm given. I want to do more with the lot and build on that lot I am given. And I trust that you want to do more with your life, because every single one of us is engineered to do more with our lives. You see, doing more with your life is about living a fulfilling and purposeful life where you make the most of your time and potential. It also involves striving for personal growth, meaningful experiences, and contributing positively to society. Every human being, like I said, is engineered to do more with their lives. The desire to do more is not out of character. To do more is based on the belief that there is more out there for you to work on, and you can stretch to do more with your life. Doing more is not greed, you know, but rather answering nature's call to do your very best with the lot that you've been given in this life. You have the capacity to paint amazing pictures on the canvas of your mind and bring those pictures to life through consistent action and dedication. I personally believe that the day you start resting on your laurels begins the regression process. Stop talking yourself out of all that you can be. Stop telling yourself stories and narratives that convince you to take it easy and just be. When you are in the right motion with focused energy, you will do a lot with your life. Don't settle for your excuses. Let go of those excuses and start the amazing trip of living the life you imagine. Doing more is about stretching yourself to fulfill your full potential. It's about not resting on your laurels. It's about going beyond the call of duty. It's not settling for less than the very best. It's about living the life of your dreams, making your life better, enhance your performance, improve your relationships, making yourself more valuable. It's also about connecting and remedying what you have been putting off. Doing more is also about self-development and improvement. So, Felix, let's unpack why people are not doing more with their lives. Can you start? And I'll add a few ideas there.
Let's start off with fear of failure. Those who are afraid of failure don't even get off the starting block. They just sit there and hope that, you know, things will get better, and they do nothing about it. So if you're afraid of failure, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, failure is a part of life. It's how we learn. However, in this instance, people who are afraid of failure won't even get started. Next one is lack of confidence. People who don't have confidence at all may... not again, linked with afraid of failure, won't even get off the starting block. They just sit there and maybe say, oh, well, maybe whatever happens will happen. Maybe I'll get there. Maybe I won't. And then it just goes round and round in circles. They don't even end up pushing in 100% because they, although they're more than capable of doing it, it doesn't happen. So they end up just going round and round in circles, therefore not really allowing them to really do more than even though they are capable of putting in 200%. Procrastination. Now, there are several reasons why someone may procrastinate. Maybe they are unsure or something. Maybe they have that task that needs to be done, but you just don't have the energy to do it. Maybe the task itself is just too difficult. So they end up just procrastinating. Oh, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. Later never comes. And then what happens is that you end up looking back at your life and, oh, you know, if I had done this, I might have achieved so much more. If I'd taken that job role, maybe I'd be earning so much more money. You know, you go round and round in circles. There's regret there. So procrastination is not good, and it should be taken care of in the most suitable way possible. Burnout. If you look at your of what you're doing right now, you know, are you overworking yourself? Are you truly living your life to, you know, to its full potential? These are some of the things you should really consider, because burnout, although we can even, it can affect us in our lives, or will affect us in our lives at some point, we need to be aware of the symptoms. You start to decline in the quality of work that you are putting out. You become maybe too blasé about what really is going on in front of you. In fact, in a recent episode, George, you spoke about a story about someone who was working and they didn't keep up with their skills and end up being behind. This could be a sign of burnout, although in this case it wasn't. So, you know, be aware of burnout. Next one is lack of clear goals. What kind of goals are you setting? Are they realistic? Are they going to help you achieve whatever you want to achieve? If they're just, you know, one for a better phrase, weak goals, you're not going to achieve what you want. You may end up feeling like you're not really achieving what you want to achieve, first and foremost. You may find that they're not stretching you. You're not learning new skills. You're not stretching yourself. You're not meeting the right people. So, you know, that's something that could be a problem. So be clear of the kind of goals you're setting, because it could become a problem. So that's pretty much all I have, George. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Felix. Listeners, there are various reasons why you or people may not be doing more with their lives. And Felix had spoken about a number of them. One of the reasons why people are not doing more with their lives is, you know, this comfort zone. You know, many people are content with their current routines and are hesitant to step out of their comfort zone. So your comfort zone can contain you not to do more with your life. For some, it's lack of resources, limited access to resources such as education, finance, social support. This can be a significant barrier to pursuing your dreams and doing more. Sometimes you may feel pressure to meet external expectations, such as societal norms or family obligations. This can steer you away from doing more with your life. For some, and this is very legitimate, health challenges, physical or mental health issues can limit your ability to do more with your life. The other thing is about low self-esteem, a negative self-image. You know, when you have a negative self-image about yourself, it erodes your confidence and can prevent you from, first and foremost, believing in your potential, and also stopping you from moving ahead. The lack of support, supportive network like mentors who can provide guidance and encouragement, can also hinder your doing more. So you need that supportive network of mentors and coaches. Now, for some, it's time constraints. Demands from work, family, and other responsibilities will leave you with limited time and energy to pursue your personal goals, the interest, and to do more with your life. Prioritizing immediate gratification, you know, this instant gratification, people wanting more or wanting a lot right now, that instant gratification over postponing those things so that you can do more with your life. Some is negative influences. Being surrounded by negative influences, toxic friendships, relationships can hinder your ability to grow and do more. Then the last but not the least is about feeling content and complacent with your current situation. This can lead to the lack of motivation, your ability to want to strive for more. So those are some of the reasons why you may not be doing more with your life. So, Felix, again, you can start this. What are some of the key steps to take so that you can do more with your life? What are some of those steps?
Okay, then. Thank you, George. Let's start at the very beginning, because there's something that's not on my list here, but I think it's very, very important for you to mention. You've got to know exactly what you want to do with your life. You know, what, you know, where is your life taking you? What, you know, what are your dreams? What are your hopes? What is it that makes you happy? What is it that, you know, shows an awe around you each time you either talk about it or are doing it? Once you can define that, then you can be on the right steps to doing the right things with your life. Then the next thing to really do is set clear goals, set clear and realistic goals, depending on either being short-term, medium-term, or long-term goals. I did mention this, what this meant in a previous episode, but briefly, you know, short-term goals can be anything from a couple of weeks to a month. Medium-term goals can be a couple of months to 6 months, and long-term goals can be anything from a year to, you know, 3 or 4 years. Set those realistic goals even, because if you don't, you're going to find that you're not really achieving what you want to achieve. So be aware of that and set the right goals. Otherwise, they could cause you harm rather than good. Next thing is time management. Again, goes hand in hand with setting goals, but the time management is all about being aware of how much time you're spending on each task, or the ability to improve oneself, to be able to do more and put in, you know, you're putting in 100% now, to put in 200%, 300%, and so on. You can do this through charts. You can do this through to-do lists. You can do this through various different things that you can reset through different schemes or online. Time is very, very, very important. Once it's gone, we don't get it back. Be aware of that. Next I have here, be willing to continuously learn. We don't know everything. We don't have the ability to know everything all at once. And that's what life is all about. We're constantly learning new things. You want that big CEO job. You want that business. You want, you know, that new body you've been talking about regarding your health or whatever. It needs work. It needs research. It needs knowledge. You need to know what you're doing to put in the information you want. But not only that, to be able to learn the skills that will get you from point A to point B. So be willing to learn. You can also do this through, like I said, online resources, through webinars, through training sessions. All this is all available to you for you to learn and to grow as a person, and for you to be able to do so much more with your life, whether that be through business or personal. Of course, now be aware of your health and awareness. And George, you spoke about this a minute ago, but you know, make sure that you're eating the right things, reading the right things, going to bed at a reasonable time. We spoke about this again on a previous podcast. Health is very, very important. We are like machines. We need to be looked after. We need to be well-oiled in some cases. You know, you need to have the right diet, the right sleep. Your mind and body are as one. When the body struggles, the mind carries on. When the mind is weak, the body also feels that. So that's something to really be aware of. You also need to network. You know, what is your friendship circle like? What do your friends say about you? What are they helping you? Are they helping you to success? Or are they causing you problems? Be aware of that. Like I said, now I spoke about this briefly, but networking is all about picking the right people who are going to help you succeed. Again, through training, webinars. Again, this is all very, very important. We don't have a finite amount of knowledge. We do through learning specific skills, through experiences, through difficulties, through failure. This is all very, very important for you to be aware of. And of all that said, I'm going to hand over to George to finish off.
Thank you. Thank you, Felix, for those amazing perspectives on the steps to take to do more with your life. Listeners, to do more with your life and work towards your personal growth, fulfillment, and achieving your goals, there are some steps you have to take. And I will pick on one of the things that Felix talked about. He says you need to set goals. I will amplify that by saying that after setting those goals, try to prioritize those goals, determining which goals are most important and align those goals with your values. Focus your efforts on those that matter the most. Felix also talked about goals in another perspective, but he talks about starting. I believe that you need to start by reflecting on your values, because values drive action. Values focuses your energy. Values help you know what to touch and what not to touch. So reflect on those. What are your passions? What are your aspirations? What are those long-term dreams that you have that can help you be able to do more with your life? It's also important, you know, people set goals. And because I've been in this space for quite a while, people set goals, but they don't have a plan to achieve those goals. So develop the plan, outlining the steps you need to take. It's very, very important. Goals are one thing, but a plan to achieve those goals, breaking those goals, those larger goals into smaller tasks is very, very important. Again, I've known people who set goals, they have a plan, but they don't take the action. So take deliberate actions towards your goals. Don't wait for that perfect moment, because, you know, there's no perfect moment. Start now and adjust as you go. We talked about the comfort zone. So I would just say step out of that comfort zone, because your future, doing more, being successful is outside the comfort zone. So just step out of that comfort zone, because growth will always occur when you step out of the comfort zone. Seek feedback from your mentors and your coaches, because, you know, you can't do everything by yourself. And therefore, when you have a mentor, get feedback. How am I doing? So that they can help you along the way. It's important that to do more with your life, you need to build resilience. Because, you see, you need to understand that setbacks and failures are part of the journey. Learn from your setbacks. Learn from it. Adapt and keep moving. It's also very important to give back and help others. I believe in giving. On another podcast, I mentioned that I get a kick out of giving. So when you contribute to your community by helping others in one way or the other, it brings that fulfillment and a sense of purpose in your life. And that helps you want to do more, want to give more, and want to just live in the life of your dreams. You need to also monitor your progress. How am I doing? So you should regularly assess your progress, adjust your plans as needed, and stay on track. It's, you know, a lot of times because we are doing so much, some things go well, other things don't go well. We forget to celebrate the little achievements on the way. So acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they are. Be flexible. You know, your plans, your ideas, your dreams are not casted in stone. So, and we all know that life is so unpredictable. Circumstances change. So be adaptable and be willing to revise your goals, your plans when necessary. Stay inspired. What really inspires you? Find sources of inspiration that resonate with you. For me, I like to take a nature walk. I like to go to water bodies. I get inspired walking just through the woods and stuff like that. I just love that. Again, I get inspired through reading of books, listening to other people's podcasts. I read about the people who are doing what I'm doing, the role models, and people who are just ahead doing what I needed to do. So I get inspired listening to that. Practice gratitude. You know, when you cultivate a mindset of gratitude, acknowledging and appreciating the positive aspects of your life, you can do more. And that is very, very important. Be persistent. Perseverance is the key to achieving your long-term goals. So you need to stay dedicated. Keep pushing forward, even when you are faced with the challenges. Review and adjust regularly. You need to remember that doing more with your life is a personal journey. And there's no one-size-fits-all. So everybody, listeners, we are all different. Your path to fulfilling may evolve over time. And it is essential to be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself as you work towards doing more with your life. So let's look at why should you do more with your life? What is that business case? What are those reasons why you should do more with your life? Again, Felix, take it away.
Okay, thank you, George. Let's look at what I like to call some of the benefits, things that are waiting for you if you choose to do more, because we all should, right? We all can learn so much more. The first one is you have increased productivity. You're able to do so much more and fit in so much more in, let's say, your day or your life, and you feel fulfilled. In fact, that's also another one. You feel fulfilled because your productivity has increased. You are doing so much more than you ever was. And of course, you've learned so much. So that is very, very important. Your productivity will definitely increase. You have enhanced confidence. You are more confident in your abilities. You are able to do so much more and say, you know what? This is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it no matter what. We all need it because it allows us to push ourselves out of our comfort zones. The more we're confident, the more we push ourselves, and the more we learn, the more we evolve as people. And that's something that's, at least in my view, extremely important for us to really bear in mind. So why not do more? You have better health. You have no worries. You have no issues. And even if they do come up, come cropping about, you are able to just say, I can handle that. Not a problem at all. I'll deal with it. And you do, because you have the confidence. You have the, you know, you're not tired or stressed out. Stress causes problems. We all have it from time to time, but it's how you manage it and how you defeat it. So be aware of your health and how you are using it, because if you don't, you know, if you don't eat the right things, you don't take enough rest, you'll have problems such as burnout, as I spoke about earlier. Another one is you are more adaptable to change and things like that. Anything happens, no matter, I'll handle it. This has happened. I have failed in this case. I'll get it next time. That is really, really important. Again, based on your life skills and so much more. You are more independent. You can handle things on your own, whether you are a CEO or just an employee at a business, because you are doing so much more. You're learning to handle not only yourself with whatever task, but anything that comes by, you're able to handle it. And that's a wonderful thing to have. You have a positive mindset because you are simply happy. You're enjoying what you're doing. You are learning. You're stretching yourself. And you're just, you know, all around happy, like I said. Nothing wrong with that, right? But you have to work at it to get to it. And that's something that's waiting for you. People who are at the top worked so hard, and now they are reaping the benefits of, you know, of doing so much more, pushing themselves to the next level, almost to breaking point. So all these things could be waiting for you if you choose to do more and really push yourself to the next level, because the rewards outweigh the difficulties. George.
Thanks a lot, Felix. I just love it when you are unpacking those ideas and perspectives. So I just love listening to you as you unpack those things for myself, listeners as well. So why should you really do more with your life? And Felix called it the benefits of doing more with your life. You know, it challenges you to discover your strengths, your passion, and your interests. When you do more, you discover who you truly are by doing more. It also leads to personal growth and development. You know, it will lead to the self-confidence. Felix talked about the resilience and having a broader skill set. You'll achieve your dreams. You know, you only have one life. And pursuing your dreams and aspirations can be incredibly, incredibly fulfilling, because it allows you to maximize your potential and live a life without regrets. You make a positive impact on society, on your family, and all those that you're called to serve. Because, you know, when people find purpose and meaning in life, they make a positive impact on our world. You will build strong relationships. Diverse experiences and pursuing your passion will lead to meeting like-minded individuals, your mastermind, and you build valuable relationships. Financial independence, setting and achieving financial goals, provides you with the freedom to make choices that will align with your values and desires. You overcome challenges. You know, facing and overcoming challenges can build resilience and character, and this teaches you valuable lessons and prepares you for future obstacles. You leave a legacy. I love to leave a lasting legacy. And so doing more for me is about leaving that legacy leaving a blazing trail for others to follow. When you do more, you avoid regrets. You will not be saying, I wish I would have done this and all that. So you can avoid those regrets by doing more with your life. And this will help you avoid those regrets that so many people have by saying, oh, I wish I did this, I wish I did that. That shouldn't be your story. Do more with your life so that you can avoid those regrets. You know, when you do more with your life, you become an inspiration. People look at your life and say, I just want to be like Felix. I just want to be like George. I just want to be like Michael or Susan or Mary and all those things. Because your actions and achievement can serve as an inspiration to others. Personal freedom, taking control of your life and pursuing your passions. You experience happiness and contentment and so many others. You know, when you ultimately do more with your life, it's about maximizing your potential, finding joy and purpose, creating a life that aligns with your values and desires. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth that can lead to a rich and fulfilling existence. So I want to finish this podcast with what I normally refer to as wisdom from the great people who have done more with their lives. And so I like to read some of those things because they are a source of wisdom. So your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well. Don't watch the clock. Do what it does. Keep going. The biggest risk is not taking any risk. In a world that's changing quickly, the only strategy that is guaranteed to fail is not taking risk at all. The future depends on what you do today. Life is what happens when you are busy making other plans. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. In the end, it's not the years in your life that counts, it's the life in your years. The only thing standing between you and your goal is the story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. Life is short, and it is up to you to make it sweet. Your life does not get better by chance, it gets better by change. Do not wait for leaders. Do it alone, person to person. The purpose of our lives is to be happy. The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. You don't have to be rich to travel well. Your life is your message to the world. Make it inspiring. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you're doing, you will be successful. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. And the last but not the least is that the best way to predict the future is for you to create it. You know, I like these words of wisdom because they are very important to taking action. They're important to pursuing our dreams and making the most of our time on this planet. So live purposefully and do more with your life, Felix.
Thank you, George. And that was really, really mesmerizing. I was literally just sat there, just lost in thought when you were just sharing all that with us. Now it's over to you. We want to know if you're doing more. Are you truly doing what you are meant to be doing? We want to hear from you. Details will follow shortly, of course. And remember, let us know what you think of the episode, of what we're talking about, because we want to hear from you. It's very, very important what you have to say. Until next time, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. That is bye for now. Contribute to the conversation now. Email explorethehights@gmail.com or find us on Twitter @explore_heights.